Lobster Company, located at 3241 South Halsted Street. Our first record on this evening on Podrick's Sunday Serenade features Eddie Fisher singing Many Times.
Many times I have dreamed we'd be kissing like this. My heart has been filled with the thought of holding you. I've dreamed it so often, at last it comes with a smile, with a sigh, with a star up above. Here we are, you and I, the beginning of love. While searching for heaven, I found it just then. Take me there many times again. Like this, my heart has been filled with the thought of holding you. I've dreamed it so often, at last it comes true. With a smile, with a sigh, with a star up above. Here we are, you and I, the beginning of love. While searching for heaven, I found it just then. Take me there many times again.
Many, many, many times again.
That's Eddie Fisher. Somebody said he was good looking. Singing Many Times. Budwig's 41st Christmas television sale. 5,000 special purchase TV sets in original factory cartons. 17-inch table model TV sets in wooden mahogany cabinets. Regularly $225, now at Budwig's $100.
This is awesome.
Regular price,
not right now.
Oh, well, how did you like the surprise Christmas party?
Looking bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light.
And Joseph went up from Galilee unto the city of David to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room in the inn.
No room,
Then Herod was exceeding wroth, and sent forth and slew all children that were born in Bethlehem, from 2 years old and under. Thus was fulfilled that which was spoken by the prophet. In Ramah there was a voice heard, lamentation and weeping, and great mourning. Rachel weeping for her children, and would not be comforted, because they are not. One to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto us. And they came with haste, found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger.
Goof? Who are you calling a big goof?
Sir.
Who are you?
Hacker, America's oldest builder of fine cars, brings you headlines from around the world with your Packard newscaster.
This is Tom Casey reporting. First, the headlines. France is virtually without air transportation tonight.
The ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children.
Oh, not a good. More like.
Pleasures in the snow.
Hollywood. CBS Radio Network.
WCAU Radio, AM and FM, Philadelphia, 8:30.
See the magnificent new 1954 Pontiac Star Jeep, bringing new values in size, luxury, and performance to its price class. And see the beautiful new 1954 Pontiac Silver Streak Jeepman, still priced near the lowest. See your Pontiac dealer for double proof that dollar for dollar you can't beat a Pontiac.
Morris, America's finest cigarette, presents My Little Margie, starring Gail Storm and Charles Fell.
French fries.
What one cigarette offers you something no other leading cigarette can? It's Philip Morris, made with DIGL, the scientific discovery
of Charles Dickens' immortal Christmas Carol. Just 110 years ago, Charles Dickens captured with his pen the rare miracle of a living, sincere story that no one can forget. Because this beloved story characterizes all that is beautiful in the Yuletide season, and in gratitude for your consideration of their services, the Lincoln National Bank and Trust Company presents a full-hour program with Christmas music and Charles Dickens' Christmas Carol.
We present it today by the fabulous industry of diesel power. Diesel power.
Surprise party.
Surprise party. Oh, yes. Goody.
Yes, I'm going to fool her into believing I'm not even going to celebrate Christmas. And then on Christmas Eve, I'll think of some excuse to get her up on the farm. Boy, will she be surprised.
You're going to be a little bit of a Santa Claus yourself, aren't you? But do you think your trick will work?
Oh, Mr. Pringle. Speaking...